During Wednesday's Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting, state fishery biologist Sean Larson showed a graph representing the chum run so far this season. It was basically a flat line.
So the story remains the same for chum. It's an incredibly small run.
The smallest run ever recorded for the river. Larson said during Wednesday's working group meeting that the chum escapement looked to be about a quarter of what it was at this point last year, and last year was a low, late chum run. On the bright side, numbers for sockeye or red salmon have been strong this year. State Working Group member Barbara Carlson provided this fishing report from Sleep Mute.
We're really saturated with reds, and they're very, very nice reds. That cold rain has kept our water temperatures cool, and our reds are just spectacular for this late in July.
Fishermen could begin catching another salmon species as well. The Bethel Test Fishery caught its first silvers of the season this past week. It's too early to know what the silver run will look like. Many families along the Kuskokwim have had trouble drying fish because of the rain and cold temperatures that have dominated this summer's weather. Here's Working Group member and Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission Executive Director Mary Peltola.
I know other people who have lost their entire catch to mold or becoming sour because last week was just impossible to dry in.
Peltola also mentioned that a family lost all their fish harvest recently when their fish camp on Nepakiak Slough burned down. She said the state's Bethel Sonar program helped the family replenish their stock with sockeye salmon. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.